This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm your host, Corey Fleck, for the first hour, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in, whether it's on the radio, on our podcast, or on our website, kereport.com. I also want to thank everybody who swung by one of the many conferences in Vancouver this week to say hi and check out what the mood was. In this show, we're going to be talking a lot about resources, but to kick off this weekend's show, I am chatting with Trader Vic Sparandio. And Trader Vic, in the first three full trading weeks of 2018, we are seeing already some crazy moves in the markets, breakouts and breakdowns. First and foremost, let's talk about the breakdown in the U.S. dollar. This week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, we had, again, some interesting comments from Treasury Secretary Mnuchin as well as President Trump that threw the dollar even further into a downward tailspin. We're below 90 on the dollar index. What's your takeaway from the start of this year for the dollar, the breakdown, and the comments made by Mnuchin?
Okay, well, earlier on in last year, not this year, President Trump mentioned that he wanted to see the dollar lower. He wasn't emphatic about it. He's not the Secretary of the Treasury, but obviously, people like to see a lower dollar because it makes your goods cheaper, increases exports, if you will, and you do more business. Now, well, just a little bit of perspective here. The yen had dropped years back. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but it dropped 40%. And Japan has done really well. The Nikkei's at all-time highs, and last 20 years. I don't know if it broke the 89 highs, but it's broken out for two decades. The euro also dropped about 35 to 40%. If you take the all-time high down to about the all-time low, which is 105, and now is 123, it's 124. So each of these currencies take their turns. It's sort of the dollar's turn, but it is really rare to hear a Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, speak at Davos and talk the dollar down really clearly. Now, I think this is worthwhile because this is an easy call. You can't be long the dollar. You got to be out of the dollar or short the dollar, but you can't be long the dollar. Dollar is going down, and that has many effects, which I'll discuss. But listen to this quote. Obviously, a weaker dollar is good for us, meaning the U.S., as it relates to trade and opportunities, and currency's short-term value is not a concern of ours at all. A little bit aside, that's pretty emphatic. They're not worried about a lower dollar. And now go back to his quote, an excessively strong dollar could have a negative effect on the economy, though longer term, the strength of the dollar is a reflection of the strength of the U.S. economy, and that fact is and will continue to be the primary currency in terms of our reserve currency. A little jumbled quote there, but that's what he said. Now, what he means by that is we get the dollar down, it doesn't matter. Longer term, the dollar is going to reflect the strength of the economy. True or not true? But the point is, that's their mentality. Now, he broke it down from below 91 was a breakdown. It got crushed. It kept going. Then, actually, yesterday, Trump comes in and basically says, no, we want a stronger dollar. You know, so that set off a little bit of a rally. It's back down today about a half a cent, and it's continuing its downtrend. So, really, now, the reason this is important because it has effect on yields. It has effect on bonds. And this tax cut is going to throw off a tremendous amount of increase in debt in the short run. So you've got pressure on bonds and yields going up with the Fed increasing rates. Growth has been strong. GDP came out today at 2.6. They were estimating 2.9. The Atlanta Fed was 3.4, so they came in way under estimates. But still, 2.6 is a solid number. And the talk at the San Francisco Fed is that they're going to increase rates 4 times this year, not 3. So the growth of the economy is going to cause rates to go up more. So you don't want to be long bonds. You don't want to be long the dollar, because if you listen to Mnuchin, and he's the man. He's the guy who controls. They've got $100 billion financial fund. It's called the Financial Stabilization Fund, I believe. And they can make the dollar do anything they want, because they just use paper to move it up and down, and they control it. So that leaves you with this bottom line. You got to be, if you're looking to buy anything, the most undervalued objects are gold and silver, platinum, and the grains. Commodities.
Now let's talk about the commodities a little bit here, Trader Vic, because the commodities on a broad sense are doing well. Precious metals still lagging a little bit, but base metals, they're all trading up around 3-year highs. Oil is up at about 3-year highs. You also did mention the grains there. You're not alone in thinking that some of the agricultural goods will also benefit. Take us through why you see value in grains and if there are any other commodities that you're watching.
The grains are the most undervalued. They are probably, from a value standpoint, if you want to talk in such terms, and value is subjective, but it's at its lows, and that's why I say it's kind of value, because it's at its lows. It doesn't mean that corn all of a sudden has value. But the point is, the grains are really set to explode on the upside, because they are so low. The point of buying things is that you have a low risk and a high reward. So if you're buying these objects, you're going to get a lot of upside. Now, stocks are a runaway train, and I'm not saying short stocks, although I will say the Fed meets next week, 30th and 31st. If the Fed should decide to raise rates 0.5% instead of 0.25%, and I'm not saying they will, I'm saying they might, because of what Williams said out in California, in San Francisco, that he was wrong on his forecast, and they may have to raise rates 4 times instead of 3. If they do that, it would be a surprise, and that would cause at least a 5% correction. All right, that would cause a very big surprise. I'm not saying they're going to do that. There's a quarter built in. It's going to mean nothing. And the reason it means nothing is inflation is 2.2% year over year. You're at 1.25% on Fed funds. As long as you keep Fed funds below the rate of stated inflation, inflation's higher, but that's what the government says it is. People believe that. You have money that costs nothing to borrow. I mean, it's the way the world looks at it. It's free money.
Hey, interesting comments, Trader Vic. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this radio segment, but a lot of information that you just provided there to us, and a number of markets, again, that are making some moves at the beginning of this year that need to be noted. And for the U.S. equity markets, it just goes to show how much money is available in the system that continues to get slowly pushed into the markets. Again, no corrections, no 3% corrections, no 5% corrections. We're in record territory and only moving further into record territory. Trader Vic,
correct.
Great talking with you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camuso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camuso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamusoCPA.com. That's CamusoCPA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with George Jarrow. He is the managing director at RBC Wealth Management. George, we're going to focus a lot on the gold sector, especially in terms of open interest. But first and foremost, you wrote an email to everybody on Thursday morning that outlined the discrepancy of the gold price on various media sources. Fox showed $5 higher than CNBC. So did websites such as Thomson Reuters, as well as CNBC, Fox Business, Kitco. There was, on average, about a $5 difference. Take us through why we were seeing this in your eyes.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate being here, and I think this is interesting for our listeners to know that the differences in gold prices have caused some consternation with chartists, technicians, who follow this very closely and who have been waiting for a 1360 breakout price on the upside for more asset allocators to join in. Well, what happened is all of a sudden we find that the January COMEX futures contract only had 20 contracts open interest left, because actually this is the end of that series. And so some media have been going for the February contract, and some have been going for the April contract as being the closest first number of contracts with the highest open interest as far as they can see. So we are seeing different prices for gold in different media. I found the difference between Fox, I found the difference between CNBC, and I found the difference between, say, Kitco and some other websites. And all of a sudden, I said to myself, you know, the differences are exactly the spread price between the spot and the next active month. So some are using the April futures contract, which has almost 300,000 open interest, as opposed to the February, which has about 200,000 open interest. But some have really understood the differences, and they used a January contract, which only has a couple of days to go, and the differences in the months, the Feb, April, is about $5. So that's really how I found that to be very strange. The second thing I find interesting is that the gold's relationship with the dollar seems to be changing somewhat, but not really. I've been saying don't count gold out with a strong dollar for a while. The dollar and gold often move in opposite directions. In part, there are other factors that also drive the gold price. What's been happening is in the last couple of days in Davos, where they've had the large annual meeting of world financial leaders, where our president is currently, Mnuchin has said that a weak dollar is not the worst thing in the world, and a weak dollar may be actually good in the short term for the U.S. for the balance of payments, and makes us more easily able to export whatever we need to export. So that is an interesting phenomena. And so, of course, a weak dollar ensued, and we broke decisively below that $90 index figure. And gold took a better move up. And, it, of course, those who've been following the morning comments or those who've been following gold closely have seen that the open interest in gold since the beginning of January of about 510,000 have reached about 585,000, actually 590,000 in the last day or so. And I think you're going to see a lot more, because today is COMEX options expiration day, and we have 1,058,000 open interest in the options and 582,000 in the futures. We're going to see probably 200,000 open interest disappear tonight in the options, because they will not become futures contracts because they're puts at around 1,200 or below. But the calls written at 1,325 and up could become futures contracts tomorrow, which means there'll be margin needed. But also, because the market is up $6 again today, there'll be less margin needed, and there'll be more open interest and more longs, and so you'll continue to see higher open interest, higher volume, higher moving averages, all of that being very bullish, as the bond market has also finally discovered, guess what, inflation.
All right, George, a number of comments to talk about there. The first being gold's reaction to the falling U.S. dollar. There's no doubt that this falling U.S. dollar has definitely helped gold, considering that gold against other foreign currencies hasn't yet quite broken out. So, of course, this dollar decline, very supportive for gold. But following up on your comment regarding options expiration on the COMEX, yes, we are recording this Thursday later in the day. What is the significance here, considering we've gone through many months, many options expirations where we haven't seen the price above that price level? Now we're actually seeing that. Is this going to, in your eyes, further drive more interest into the metals in particular, the precious metals?
Yes, I believe so, because price makes news. News makes more of an interest, and gold has lacked leadership because all eyes have been on the stock market, and strong stocks were a headwind for gold, and the specter of rising interest rates were a headwind for gold. But now things have changed. Some people are buying gold as a hedge against a possible downturn in the stock market from profit taking, or some other unforeseen headline. Some people are buying gold because they're beginning to see inflation. Some people are buying gold because the Chinese Lunar New Year is upon us, and that seems to be sometimes a purchaser of gold also. And so we have seen all this come together on a COMEX option expiration in the first month of the year, and that, I think, will promote gold to the funds or asset allocators somewhat more than normal.
How significant is it to you, George, that this is all happening the first month of the year in 2018?
I think it's very significant because normally we just have the rollover from December to February gold, and that basically is it, because there are usually headwinds. The beginning of a new year is a portfolio change for a lot of funds, and asset allocators don't really take the time or the interest to look at precious metals seriously until later on.
Okay, interesting comments as always, George. It's great having you on the show, and it's great getting your daily email. George, thanks for your time, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. In this segment, I am chatting with John Kaiser, the founder and editor of Kaiser Research. John, what I want to talk about is a recent update on a company that you posted to your subscribers. This company is also a sponsor on our website, but it was a company that I recommended too, even at the Cambridge House Resource Conference when I spoke. The company is Skeena Resources. They are currently drilling, underground drilling at their SNIP project in the Golden Triangle. We've seen some recent very nice grades, and I followed up with the president and CEO Walter Coles recently, but because of your recommendation and your overview, I wanted to bring you on the show and get your rundown of what you're seeing in terms of Skeena. Please give us your overview, why you like this company.
Okay, I originally adopted it as a bottom fish at the start of 2016. It had already 300, 400 million shares issued. I was looking at it as a value type proposal, and I then adopted it as a spec value hunter pick at the start of last year, 2017, based on the SNIP project that they had optioned from Barrick, 100% option. Barrick does have a back-in right, but they need to find 2 million ounces for that. And since this is a high-grade underground-type scenario, you never come up with everything that's there in your 43-101 resource estimate. So the problem they had last year was they couldn't really drill the key targets that were left behind by Homestake when it shut this project down back in 1999, because Barrick wanted them to vest 100%, so they had no liability about this junior accessing the underground workings. Now, the company did a rollback in October 10 for one, which got them out of this sort of problem that that the stock was just churning between 5 and 10 cents, not getting anywhere. So I did an update a week and a half ago where I also introduced this new project that they acquired, the SK Creek Mine. And that was one of the biggest, most fabulous discoveries made by Junior in the last 30 years. The main 21B zone is depleted. But what they are tackling is the 21C zone, which was left behind when mining shut down because of, you know, Barrick wasn't really interested in chasing lower grade ore. They mined out the really rich silver gold 21B zone and left this behind. So Skeena now has two tracks going. It is focused on the goal of delivering 500,000 high grade ounces at SNIP, and also coming up with at least 500,000 ounces in the 21C zone, which is going to be lower grade, 5 to 7 gram. SNIP itself has fantastic high grades. In fact, they just reported a 3 ounce per ton interval yesterday or the day before, just to show you that there's still a lot of rich high grade left. And the idea is in this Golden Triangle area to ultimately create a central facility that can be fed ore from both the 21C zone at SK Creek and the new zones, parallel zones and left behind zones at the SNIP project.
So, John, let's one more question on this actual SNIP project. Last time I talked to Walter, he was discussing the strategy for drilling, one of which being extending and further understanding what is still left behind at that SNIP mine. But then he's also looking at what they called or have titled in their presentation this 200-foot wall corridor. Walter's saying, you know, there's a potential that it could be almost a whole new, equally important discovery. Have you paid any attention to this potential at the SNIP mine?
Yes, this is the, if it's not just recovering what was known and blocked out by Homestake, it's also now finding a sort of parallel zones that weren't really, you know, recognized in the past. And so, you know, you have a fresh set of eyes looking at this thing. This was originally a Ron Metelitsky project, which got acquired by Murray Pezum, and then that all got acquired by Homestake and developed. And then once you get sort of big company mining engineers in there, they follow the zone, they mine all this stuff. They kind of sort of lose the exploration focus because it's all about just feeding the mill with you know, more blocking out more resources reserves to keep the mill fed. So this has the potential to scale this thing up to, you know, million ounces. I mean, in both cases, the new VP of Exploration, Paul Geddes, thinks that this 500,000 ounce minimum that I'm talking about is probably at the lower end. And even with the 21C zone, they already know it's there. They just have to redo the drilling to be able to convert it from historical data into contemporary 43-101. But the SNIP has the potential for another really big zone. And that was, you know, million ounces mined from the original twin zone at an average grade of 27 grams per ton, which is almost an ounce per ton. So with the share structure tightened up so that it's no longer 750 million, but only 75 million, this story is now ready to attract a much bigger audience. They also benefit from the optionality trade because these ounces are, to a large degree, already there. And if gold keeps rising, their value increases. It also allows them to reduce the cutoff grade envelope so they can capture more ounces in that manner. But the discovery exploration potential within the SNIP is very a very important part of this story.
Now, as for the SK Creek project, you mentioned that a lot of your report was focused on there. Again, there looks to be a lot of potential at the somewhat lower metals grades from what some of the current drilling has shown. What are some of your concerns, and what are you going to be watching extra closely as the company will have a lot of drill results coming out throughout this year?
Well, in the case of the 21 season, I mean, there's 700,000 meters of drilling that went into that project. The 21B zone was a VMS deposit with copper and zinc in it, and it had this gold silver overprint that very much enriched it. The 21C and the 21A zone, those are more in the feeder system, not in that volcanic smoker system pile. So it has a lower base metal content, and it doesn't have the refractory issues. So, I mean, in this case, there isn't really much to watch for there. The results are all going to be boring because they're basically repeating stuff. I haven't heard that they've developed new ideas where they should go to on this thing. They've simply like lowered the cutoff grade to 3 grams per ton compared to the 15 grams per ton that Barrick used to outline this zone. And they see now a lot more ounces coming together, and it's in a sort of a rod-like zone that should be able to be mined fairly readily. There's already underground workings there to access that, so this could be put back into production fairly easily. So that's about the. That's the project where you kind of just in the Crowley news release you go, okay, well, put it in yellow highlighter if there's something that is brand new that we aren't expecting.
Yeah, it's an interesting strategy that this company is undertaking, really acquiring some very, what were at one time, very economic mines, and now looking at expanding, understanding what the resource still is that's left there in what is pretty hot area right now, the Golden Triangle. So on our site, we're going to keep following along with it. Skeena is traded on the Venture Exchange under the symbol SKE. John, I do appreciate you sharing some of your insights on this company, because I, too, am excited to see what comes out of their drilling already with some nice drill results. So, John, appreciate your comments, and everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back to wrap up the first hour.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed the commentary in the first hour. We focused a lot on currencies. We also focused a lot on the precious metals. And in this segment, I am introducing a new guest to our radio show. I have brought him on once before for a daily editorial. His name is Kevin McManus. He runs Van Orum, which you can find on the website at vanorumtech.com. I'll also post a link in the weekend show posting. Kevin, I find, is very fascinating in the sense that through his service and his website, he uses machine learning to play out different scenarios focused on the gold market and GDX to get an idea of where the GDX price and where the gold price is going to go in a one-month period. Kevin just came out with a free piece that you can find on his website entitled "Will Machine Learning Replace Human Know-How?" This hits on many different levels, and we will relate this to his gold outlook. But first and foremost, kind of the main point in this article here, Kevin, is that you're pointing out that machine learning, essentially automation, it's not just a fad. This is something that we all need to understand is here and can actually help people when it comes to their daily life and even in investing. Please take us through the general synopsis you were trying to get through on this posting.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. So the general synopsis of that article is basically, if you look at the history of automation and the trends of automation, you know, all of human activity, basically everything we can do, can be subdivided into two things, which is basically repetitive tasks and non-repetitive tasks. For most of human history, and even up to now, the easy things to automate have been the repetitive tasks, you know, the assembly line workers, even internal business processes where it's the same thing happening all the time. Very easy to structure the process and get the bounds of it, and very easy to automate. We're moving into this era now where, because of cognitive computing and machine learning and artificial intelligence, where the non-repetitive tasks can also become automated, and more so by the day. So we're seeing in the article, I talk about how Amazon just launched their first cashierless grocery store, you know, which is a subtle but major advancement in artificial intelligence, machine learning, especially on the system side. So it's, you know, integrating machine vision with other sensors that they have on the shelves and the racks that create this kind of cohesive, extremely effective oversight within the grocery store that kind of eliminates the need for a lot of the human roles that were there. There's a powerful trend in the world of technology where it's the non-repetitive tasks that were once the domain of people are really starting to become the purview of technology. So it's a really interesting time, but it's what I was trying to get at in the article is that this isn't, I have lots of friends that contact me about machine learning and AI, like, you know, is it going to take over the world? And there's some fear surrounding it. There's confusion. There's a lot of misconceptions about it, but the thing people need to realize is that it's just a continuation of a trend that's been in place for hundreds of years, and it's generations before us have faced the same thing where we had mass displacement of workers and within certain industries, and people just, they're going to need to adapt whether they like it or not, but it's nothing new, and that's the one thing that people need to wrap their head around. In fact, if they can, they need to try to embrace it, because it's, you know, just like the personal computer, just like the internet, you know, cognitive computing is an extremely powerful tool, which is why I've started VanArm and tried to integrate it into my service.
And that's the one point that you end on that I find very interesting, and what everybody should take note of is that, you know what, it's better off to start to embrace this technology, start to understand it, and start to realize how it can help you in your daily life and how you can bring it into some of the activities that you do, whether it is daily life activities or on the investing side, and use this enhanced computing power to really help you out. And again, how you use it in terms of the gold price forecasting and GDX forecasting, I find very interesting. I've been on your members section. I am a member of your website, and I've looked at the charts, and what you do a lot of the time is play out many different scenarios and filter down to a general average as to where those scenarios are going. Can you take us through how these different scenarios play out through machine learning, how you centralize all of them and make it all make sense into a pretty straightforward chart?
Yeah, so it's machine learning and AI, you know, at its really core, what it does is it can take any data set, any set of signals in the world, and if there's any kind of pattern or structure within it, it will pull that pattern out. Markets are very noisy, you know, they're noisy over time periods. They're unruly. They don't behave the way a lot of people expect. But there are consistent patterns that play out, you know, within trading cycles over and over and over again. And they're not distinct cycles that you can predict with 100% accuracy. But what you can do is you can use machine learning to create what I call kind of contextual probabilities as the market moves on. And based off what's happening in, you know, today's market, you can use machine learning to create, you know, probabilities of what might happen 21 days forward that are extremely refined. And you can create projections and you can create trading strategies based off of those. And the one area that I find it most valuable in is that trading in the markets, especially in the gold market, and this is one of the reasons why I decided to build the machine learning system around gold, is that it tends to get really emotional. You know, you and I were at the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference past week. And, you know, there was a bit of a buzz in the crowd, right? I think you sense that. And it's when an asset, you know, especially in whether it's gold or silver and the commodities, when it really starts to take off and capture some interest, things can get really emotional, and emotions can really cloud effective and intelligent trading strategies. So this is one of the reasons why I built VanArm and the technology, is that it's a bit of a gut check. Every time the market starts to get overbought, overheated, it's a reminder, because it's just a pure numerical quantitative engine. And for example, right now, the VanArm system is projecting, you know, a correction down into mid-February from these levels. And I've had some members, you know, email me and question it. But at the end of the day, it's looking at almost everything, you know, when numerically. The probabilities right now are that, you know, gold is going to retrace and probably correct back. It might break out of this neckline and take off, but that's kind of at this point, at least the assessment of the machine learning system is that that's a fairly low probability outcome, given everything that it's looking at, the sentiment, how overbought the market is, how much money has flowed in. I can't really, you know, in the time we have, go into too much about what it looks at, but it's extremely comprehensive, numerical, and unbiased. When I get signals from it, you know, you have to pay attention to what it's saying.
Absolutely, and that's one thing since I've dug into it is I really like the fact that it takes an unbiased look and it looks at just a whole wide range of data and sometimes gets extreme examples on both sides, but it's all about the average and where the overall trend is moving. Have you noticed certain data taking more of a hold of the market than others at certain times?
The one thing I've learned about building machine learning and artificial intelligence for markets is that there's lots of indicators that people look at that just don't really weigh as much as people would think. You know, correlations in the market change over time. So it's, you know, you can't just look at, like right now the US dollar is falling, you know, and before, you know, you roll it back, you know, a year ago and the US dollar was rising and it's, sometimes gold falls when the U.S. dollar falls, and it confuses people. Sometimes gold rises when the U.S. dollar falls, and it, you know, it makes sense. But correlations that seem to, you know, just because something seems like it makes sense doesn't mean it's necessarily true. And I find lots of those insights, you know, at least analyzing the data from our machine learning system.
Okay. Hey, it's an interesting service that you have, Kevin, and I know it's hard to go too much in depth, but if anybody has any more questions for me or for Kevin, please feel free to reach out. As I mentioned, I am a member of his site. I'm simply bringing Kevin on the show because I think he takes a fresh new look at the resource, well, gold and GDX sectors and charts to give his members another opinion of where these charts are going. Nobody's ever right all the time. But when you can use computers to take into account a multitude of data and run different simulations, I really do think it provides a nice unbiased look at the market. So, Kevin, hey, we're going to be following along. I'm going to be updating people on your outlooks for the metals. But right now it is pointing to a slight downward bias through the next 21 trading days, which is pretty much a month. So, hey, Kevin, great having you on the show. I hope everybody, again, enjoyed the first hour. I'm going to leave the second hour now up to Al and KER Politics.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BEREKEY.